And now it's time for On Our Minds. And like some of you, Steve Paulson's got World Cup fever. With the protests across Brazil, which is hosting the Games, he sat down to talk with Roger Kittleson about his new book, The Country of Football.
Soccer is the national game. It is the one by which Brazilians measure their success in the world. Even the people who say on the street that they don't like soccer, they want the team to win.
So I have to ask what I think is a very mysterious question. Why are Brazilians so good at soccer?
Well, there's no one definitive answer. The simplest way of looking at it, and possibly the truest, is just that so many of them devote so much of their time and energy to it. It's an easy, cheap sport to start playing anyway. They play it everywhere. The real origin of Brazilian skill is just kids playing on bumpy sand lots in the middle of cities or out in the countryside.
So there's kind of a myth about soccer in Brazil. It's sort of like, you know, this is what the kids in the favelas play in bare feet, and a select few become soccer heroes in their country.
Absolutely. And it's a powerful myth. And it's why I wanted to write this book, is to examine myths like that. As I studied the careers of 14 major stars, I had a lot of trouble because there's some repetition in their lives. A lot of them do, in fact, come from favelas. So there is some truth to it, but it is also very much a myth created in the 1930s by journalists and scholars. Probably the most famous of them was a sociologist named Gilberto Freire, who wrote just a newspaper article called Mulatto Football in 1938. And basically his argument was that Brazilians had a very unique way of playing, and it came from the racial mixture, and particularly from the African contribution to the culture.
But this is fascinating, though. I mean, you're saying that the racial history of Brazil is tied in with the soccer history.
Absolutely. Soccer is one of the central areas in which Brazilians have worked out what they think the nation is and who, in fact, is part of it. Brazil is essentially a mixed-race nation, and people of African descent gave this sort of special rhythm or jinga that provided a Dionysian element to Brazilian soccer and to Brazilian music and dance and the arts more broadly, and, you know, to Brazilian culture.
Well, and soccer in Brazil is often referred to as the beautiful game. I mean, there's a certain style that Brazilians are supposed to play with. I mean, there's flair, there's athleticism, there's incredible skill with footwork, with dribbling, and all of that. I mean, it's not sort of boring, plodding soccer. Does that tie into this racial myth that you've been talking about?
That is the racial myth. In fact, that's the way that it's incarnate on the fields. Those who know Brazil will confess that Brazilians don't tend to play that way that much anymore, and they haven't really since the 1980s. There was a big debate in the 1970s and 80s about how Brazil should play. One was called futebol arte, or art soccer, and the other one was called futebol força, or strength soccer. And obviously the art is that style, truly beautiful to watch. On the other hand, though, in the 70s and 80s, there were those who wanted to modernize the game, the Brazilian game, based on organization, discipline, and physical strength.
I think of the Germans playing soccer here.
Exactly, exactly. And that debate raged for those decades. After that, though, things reached a kind of synthesis. And since then, Brazilians tend to play with a great deal of organization, but they have a few players who they hope will bring that old-time, organic, authentic Brazilian flair to the game, a real star, someone who's born with this ability to improvise and, again, bring all those essentially Afro-Brazilian traits into his game.
To skip ahead mm-hmm. to this year's World Cup, of course, Brazil is hosting. I'm assuming there is a lot of stake for Brazil as to how this World Cup goes.
There's a lot of stake in any number of ways. Brazil's only hosted the World Cup one other time, in 1950. Brazil were the heavy favorites, and yet they lost to their neighbors, Uruguay, in the finals 2-1. And several spectators were said to have died of heart attacks on the spot And it was really a loss that continues to haunt Brazil. But, you know, in 2014, what's at stake is not just what happens on the field, but really what happens around the fields.
But are they really objecting to Brazil hosting the World Cup? I mean, you know, this is a soccer mad nation.
It is a soccer mad nation, and two things are simultaneously true: that Brazilians are tremendously excited to have the World Cup in their country, and they are furious with the way that it's been done in a highly anti-democratic way. And it really has seemed that it's not been the Brazilian people, but it's been FIFA, the International Governing Board of Soccer, in cahoots with Brazilian politicians and multinational corporations who've been deciding how $15 billion has been spent. And they've spent all this money to bring things up to FIFA standards, and they've changed several laws, some of which seem to be breaks with the Brazilian constitution, as concessions to FIFA's demands. FIFA demands that these so-called zones of exclusion be set up around each of the stadiums.
Meaning that they're going to try to keep out certain people.
Yeah, they want to have control over all business and really over law and order within this circle around each stadium. So if you get 1.4 miles away from a stadium, you're going to basically be leaving Brazil and entering some strange kind of FIFA land. And in the construction of these many stadiums, FIFA has demanded certain kinds of plans that have led the government to remove entire communities, mostly poor communities.
So you're saying that soccer remains highly political, even in today's world, in Brazil?
Absolutely. And having not only the 2014 World Cup coming, but then 2 years later, the Summer Olympics, this has provided a huge stage for anyone with complaints, but it's also given them new reasons to complain.
Okay, well, to get back to the game itself, you are a scholar of Brazil. You're also an American living in the U.S. So who are you rooting for in this World Cup?
I always root for Brazil. I do want the U.S. to do well, and if they won it, I would be shocked, but the team's come a long way, and I think things are going in a very good, healthy direction. We're not quite a world power yet.
Any guesses as to what'll happen?
I think Brazil is a slight favorite, and the Argentines do look frighteningly good, as do the Germans. The Italians don't look good, but they never look good. And it's precisely when they don't look good that they tend to do well in the World Cup. I'm hoping that some underdogs will come out and have a good tournament, just shake things up a little bit. If one of those teams is the U.S., that's all to the best.
Roger Kittleson's book is called The Country of Football.